When I love, I love Ultra, mixing smooth R&B from Midtown to Manchester.
Love Ultra Radio, the modern R&B mix show. I am the DJ. I am the host. It is 2024, so that means it's time to talk about the Atlanta Jazz Festival. Always a wonderful thing, free and open to the public for families all ages. We have another guest today, Lauren Henderson. Welcome to Love Ultra Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Now you have a busy schedule. You don't have to say it. I'll say it. Lauren Henderson has a busy schedule. She does crisscross city, state, country, continent lines. Where are you now, Miss Henderson?
At the moment, I'm in New Jersey. I just got back from Europe. I was in Italy and France and Germany. And that was beautiful. And I got back to New Jersey just in time for the earthquake. So that was my welcome back. But we've settled down. And it's nice to be home, getting back in the time zone and adjusting.
There we go. Adjusting, one of the topics we always want to know. It's a question I usually ask at the end, but let me ask it now. You are a vocalist. And as a vocalist in the morning, after a performance or preparing for a performance, is it water? Is it tea? Is it coffee? What is it best for a vocalist?
What's best is always a lot of water. And if I'm being honest and transparent, that's something I have to do much better. I'm always dehydrated and I always feel a huge difference when I'm drinking water and staying hydrated. So that's imperative. I do have a little coffee with me right now. And that's going to help me get my emails done and all of the admin work and maybe get the creative juices flowing later in the day to write and compose. So I do need a little boost. And so I've been having coffee from time to time, but I try not to do it every single morning.
There we go. There we go. Protecting the vocals and then now protecting the headspace. You mentioned the same way the composer and the producer. Let's be clear. You've spent enough time singing, but you know how to create a song. Explain to some of our younger listeners, composing instruments, lyrics, harmonies, melodies, it's not as easy as everyone would think it is.
No, it's not. It's something that I've had to work on throughout my career, and it's something that I think is imperative to improve on as we develop as artists. A lot of my favorite artists get better and better each year, each decade, and they grow and they understand their instruments on a new level. They connect with more instruments and try to expand musically. So that's the path I'm going on. And I try to treat that like my body, going to the gym, working out, staying hydrated, feeding your mind and your creativity is something I think we all should commit to doing if this is your profession.
There you go. For those who are following it, whether they're in their younger age or they put in the, 10,000 hours, they're now following their passion. They're doing music. And you get to use your ear as now the producer to bring certain people together. Let's talk about the word collaboration. What does just collaboration mean to you?
Really, for me, it's a key word in my music, because I love that about improvisational music and the music of our ancestors and communicating through song and through music and the motifs. So everyone that I've been fortunate to collaborate with is someone who I admire, so I would never bring them into a track or into a recording session trying to change their artistic or musical voice, but really finding a way that we can communicate together and highlight all of the beauty that they bring into the music. So I can say that about everyone I've been fortunate to record with. I want their voice to be very present on the track as well. And it's also my privilege to have them collaborate with me. So it's key to me, collaboration.
Very key, very key. Europe, yes, very well known, renowned for jazz music and classical music. And there has to be some line where someone might have asked you, what is Latin jazz? So what specifically does Lauren Henderson and your heritage bring through Latin jazz to the rest of the world?
Absolutely. That's something that we're also exploring and delving into, and it's a key subject as we talk about the diaspora, the African diaspora, and our peoples all around the world speaking different languages and being incredibly diverse. So my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, was born in Panama, and he actually provided parts to the Panama Canal. So he was part of constructing that. And Afro-Latinos in Panama are ever present, the Caribbean presence all throughout the Americas, and the diaspora being so beautiful and diverse. And then on my father's side, having my paternal grandfather be in a jazz drummer before going into World War II to fight in the Black unit. And so during times of segregation. So this is all present through the music and the music that's carried on through tradition. And I have all of my idols from Sarah Vaughan to Celia Cruz, a very famous Afro-Latina who I would consider that Latin jazz. And also the presence expanding into Brazil and a lot of the beautiful, beautiful standards in Portuguese as well. I love embracing that. And we have some Cape Verdean family as well in Boston. And so it's nice to have diverse heritage and different languages to build upon and explore. And that's our right. And it's also important that mainstream media knows that we're diverse and we are everywhere. And all of these communities and cultures are diverse and have different people who can expand and develop the music along with a lot of those who were represented more in mainstream media. So it's about expanding and growing and spreading the word and sharing music, which is what I'm really passionate about.
Very universal, spreading music, spreading the passion of not just saying, hey, I used to love to just sing, but then now I'm a professional. And some of our younger listeners, and like I said, some people are just getting back into it, background vocalists and songwriting. Let them know about the discipline. Let them know that, yeah, sometimes you can learn things out of the system. Sometimes you need to go to school.
Yep.
The strictness of being trained.
Absolutely. Well, I have an MBA, and a lot of people say, oh, why did you do that? But I own a record label, and that's a big part of my branding. I have to show my earrings because it's Brontosaurus Records. And, you know, that was important for me as an artist because this is how I make a living. This is how I pay my bills. It's how I pay my student loans in this country. And all of those things are factors that have helped propel me and make smart decisions, or also realize whether you went to music school or liberal arts school, you take different courses. You know, I took accounting in business school. I did well in business school, but accounting is not my strength. And so, I'm informed enough. So when I'm speaking to my accountant, I understand what they're doing instead of just handing things over blindly and just putting my entire business in someone else's hand without any information and forcing ourselves to make the space to educate ourselves and grow and develop. There are tons of things that I don't know, but we have resources and we have to use those, and we have to support each other as musicians to get access to some of those resources. So that's also what I'm passionate about with the label, just helping my peers and helping each other, learning from each other musically, professionally, business, creatively. And
I got you. We only have her for a short amount of time. It's Lauren Henderson. She will be at the Atlanta Jazz Fest. Like she said, she is a boss and she's about her business. Let me see what she knows about Atlanta. Atlanta Jazz Fest. What have you heard about the Jazz Fest, and what have you heard about Atlanta, Georgia?
I love Atlanta. I have two cousins who are alums of Spelman and Morehouse, and I have a lot of friends there. I have a really great band that half of them are based in Atlanta, so they'll be representing. And I'm so excited to go there. I've enjoyed it every time. I'm from Boston, so it's a totally different vibe, and it's definitely nice to get down to Atlanta and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful culture and weather. And my parents years ago went to the Atlanta Jazz Festival, so it's really beautiful for it to come full circle. And I remember them telling me about seeing some of my heroes and mentors and inspirations, and I'm very honored to be able to share the stage with my peers who I admire immensely and many of whom I've collaborated with. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to having a good time with the audience, and I want to have fun and make sure that everybody else has a beautiful evening.
That's it. That's it. It's going to be definitely an all day, all week, and 3 days, 15 artists. Let's just speak real briefly. Like you said, from Boston, Boston has its heritage and has its structure and tradition for jazz performances, great symphony halls, theaters the same way, but sometimes we do need open space. And for Atlanta Jazz to be open green space, I'm like some other cities, but we like Atlanta. Let's just talk about that. How can we get more people, more citizens, more council members, mayors involved in more jazz live events?
I think you are key to that. What you're doing is so important to the community, the curators, those spreading the word, supporting artists and creatives. What you're doing is perfect. And I think we have to encourage everybody to share and support all of us across platforms, spread the word. Press is very important. I'm grateful to all of the wonderful press that we have around us supporting us, not only for the festival, but throughout our careers. So it's really amazing. And we have to keep supporting that. People have to keep supporting the arts so we can afford to promote all of this fun art that we want to share with you.
Love it. Love it. We only have it for two more questions here on Love Ultra Radio. Just like you mentioned, yourself now helping to produce music, helping to market and advertise and share music from different peers. We need to salute community radio, college radio, commercial radio. WCLK is celebrating 50 years of jazz here. Explain again from the boss perspective. I got to still send out those press kits. I still got to help my artists send out those drops and jingles. That's still part of the process of staying in contact with the mass media.
Absolutely. And in certain genres, you know, you have to adjust with the times, or you need to adjust to what the norm is and how a lot of the curators prefer to receive music. And so a lot of that is, it's imperative to mail things out. People still want to read liner notes and understand who's playing. We are in a genre where it's imperative to know, you know, who's that on the vibraphone? That's Joel Ross. Who's that on piano? Sullivan Fortner. These are my heroes and my collaborators. And that's to me part of the tradition that's very important. I try to always have all of my band members listed when I release music, because it's simply not just me. It's all of us together making the music possible. So that's celebrated. But of course, there is a financial cost. You know, there's a responsibility, and it's a great cost. So we have to budget for that. But those who support help us pay for printing CDs and vinyl and getting beautiful artwork, or paying for photography and promo videos and all of the things that we have to do to invest in ourselves and our business and the promotion of these music and the performances and the venues and shows.
I like it. I like it. There's not a wrong answer, not a hard answer. Let's talk about one more word. We just went through Black History Month. We salute that. Reggae Month down there in Jamaica. Then after that, we have International Women's Month. And then, of course, we know May here in Atlanta is Jazz Month. So let's talk about that word representation. We have a woman here, and that word representation, what does it mean to you?
Yes. Representation matters. Whenever I hear that word, I think of that. And that really is a main theme in my music. I think it's important to see a Black woman who speaks Spanish, who composes in Spanish, who composes in English, and feels the liberty to compose in any language that she's empowered to, and connect to different cultures and the cultures of my ancestors, and feel represented, and maybe inspire other young women and other women of color to embrace that and not lean away from it. I think in my personal musical journey, you know, people would say, "Oh, you should be belting." I'm not a belter. I sing the way I'm from one of the oldest sailing towns in Massachusetts, so I have to be who I am, you know. And that's all part of my story. And my parents' story and their ancestors' story, you know, Spanish is, I feel fluent. I can express myself, but it's not my first language. It's not my dominant language, but it's a language that I have embraced. And it's important to represent Afro-Latinas and that story as well. And I've had the blessing of the ability to live in Mexico and Spain and really delve more into those beautiful cultures as well and navigate that as a Black woman. So I think that that's important to bring your truth, whatever that is. That's the only thing that I can bring that's maybe unique is my own personal story, because it's not like anyone else's, and I look forward to hearing and sharing with others and their personal journey. So representation matters. That's to wrap it up.
Love it. I love it. I love it. She's going to be performing at the Atlanta Jazz Festival 2024. She's bringing her experience. She's bringing some of the charm. She might bring something from Spain with her. She's coming to Atlanta with her friends and family. How do they get in contact with you? We know, like you said, it's about support, where we need to support. How do we follow you and support you, Ms. Henderson?
You can find me at Lauren Henderson Music on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and that's my website as well, laurenhendersonmusic.com. So you'll find me there. And of course, across platforms, Spotify, Apple, Tidal, all musical streaming platforms at Lauren Henderson.